Chapter 3, How to Know and Create What You Want. The secret of achievement is to hold a picture of a successful outcome in the mind. Thoreau. Examples of what people don't want. You can learn to focus on what you want rather than what you don't want. This is such a simple idea. You will be able to see immediately that it is true. But you would be amazed how many people really do focus on what they don't want. Even when you ask them what they want, here's what they say. I don't want to be sick. I don't want to fight with my wife or husband. I want to stop procrastinating. I just want to get rid of this weight problem. I want to get out of this job. I don't want to be insecure. I want to junk that old car. I don't want all those weeds in my garden. I'm tired of being tired all the time. I don't want to feel trapped. You can see from the above 10 examples that even when you aren't using the words don't want, you may still be focusing on what you don't want. Saying you want to get out of your job and visualizing being out of that job may just get you fired. You'd better be creating the job you want. I was making this very mistake for a while. Just because I've written this book doesn't mean I don't still make mistakes. I was actually imagining leaving my old job and having my coworkers say goodbye. Then I realized that I needed to use holocreation to imagine a job doing what I love to do. I needed to imagine giving value to all my customers and maintaining an ample income. How to turn don't wants into wants. So now let's turn the above 10 examples into positive desire statements. I want to be healthy and radiant and alive. I want a close, supportive relationship with my wife or husband. I handle tasks when they need to be done and love the freedom this gives me. I want to be slim and graceful and confident around others. I want meaningful, enjoyable work in a job that makes a difference in the world. I want to feel loved and secure. I want to drive a vehicle that is comfortable, reliable, and matches my personality. I want a garden that is neat, organized, and fun to work in. I want to have the energy and vitality to achieve my goals and dreams. I want to expand and grow and develop my talents and interests. What you focus on will grow. Faith or fear? What you focus on grows. Every once in a while, check your holocreation lists and make sure you are visualizing what you want. Think for a moment on the definitions below. Faith is believing that what you cannot see will come to pass. Fear is believing that what you cannot see will come to pass. When you're full of hope and faith and enthusiasm, it is because you are imagining future scenarios. When you're fearful or in despair, you are also imagining future scenarios. It all depends on what you're imagining. To eliminate your fear from your life, stop imagining fearful future images. Hope or despair, what are you expecting? These are the best definitions I've come up with for hope and despair. Hope is a full expectation of desirable things to come. Despair is a full expectation of undesirable things to come. What do hopeful people do that others do not? They are natural, positive, hollow creators. They regularly imagine desirable things to come. Learn this skill and change the way you view the world. Hope is one of the essential ingredients to a happy life, providing energy and enthusiasm in all your activities. 10 specific ways to want what you want. Number 1. Want it, but don't need it. Be grateful for what you have and welcome more. A spirit of contentment and acceptance of what you are will create more flow into your life. Number 2. Harbor a relaxed sense of ease when using holographic creation, rather than an attitude of compulsion. Number 3. Always be open to the idea of something better. Don't limit your requests. Be specific and detailed, but then always add the thought, or something better. Number 4. Be happy without it. If you can't be happy without it, you are grasping and desiring in a pressured way that reduces the flow of creation. Number 5. Trust that there is a power that knows what is best for you. Be humble. Surrender to these higher forces in the holographic universe. Number 6. Know why you want what you want. Ask yourself, for what purpose? If you know what you want something, state this out loud and list it on your daily holocreation sheet. This gives the universe the option of giving you what you really want in a more creative way. Number 7. Ask yourself, what are the benefits? The more reasons you have for wanting what you want, the more likely it is you'll have the emotion and expectation to bring it to reality. Number 8. Be grateful for progress. Any small step in the right direction moves you closer to your desires. Number 9. Use patience and consistent action at the same time. Incremental progress eventually creates monumental changes. Number 10. Remember always that you are worth it. Get over your inferiority complex that nearly every human being has. You are lovable and capable, and you are worth it. Look in the mirror and tell yourself this over and over until you believe it.